Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to BB Seguridad's fourth quarter 2015 earnings conference call. This event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After this, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press *02 to reach the operator. The presentation is also available in the financial information section of BB Seguridad's website at www.bankdebrasilseguridad.com.br. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call regarding expectations, growth estimates, projections, and future strategies of BB Seguridad are based on management's current expectations, projections of future events and financial trends that may affect the business of the group and do not guarantee future performance, since these projections involve risks and uncertainties that could extrapolate control of management. For more information on the statements of the company, please check on the MD&A. With us today are Mr. Marcelo Laborto, BB Seguridad CEO, Mr. Werner Suffert, BB Seguridad CFO, and Mr. Rafael Sperendio, Head of Investor Relations. Mr. Sperendio, you may now begin.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining our conference call. So beginning on page 3, we have some highlights of 2015. The first one here is our adjusted net income that reached 3.9 billion reais, equivalent to a growth of 22% as compared to the adjusted net income for 2014, with a very balanced contribution between the non-interest operating result and the net investment income. So both contributed almost equally to the growth in net income for the year. The combined revenues from our underwriting and accumulation businesses grew by 11%, driven mainly by pension plans, which have grown by 19% in total contributions. And our operation as life and rural, the SH1 had a better operating performance with an improvement of 3.5 percentage points in the combined ratio. In FH2, our PNC company, the net income grew 52%, and the spotlight here is the strong performance of the financial results. For pension plans, we reached 148 billion in assets under management. This was one of the main highlights for the year, with a growth of 32% over the last 12 months. Such performance allowed BrasilPrev to reach the leadership in P and VGBL reserves, with an outstanding performance in net inflows, net inflows that accounted for nearly 50% of the industry. At the distribution in BB Corretora, brokerage revenues grew 11%, driven mainly by the brokerage revenues arising from the SH1 in the BrasilPrev. And finally, and the last point that I would like to highlight here is the distribution of 3.4 billion reais in dividends, equivalent to an 80% payout ratio. Moving to page 4, we have the one of items that affected our earnings in the year. So in second quarter, we had the reversal of the supplementary coverage provision in BrasilPrev, in line with all the actions that we have been adopting to adapt the company to the market risk regulation. And in the third quarter, we had the effect of an increased tax rate for social contribution from 15 to 20%. So we had a positive impact in our insurance companies, SH1 and SH2, mostly due to the recalculation of their social contribution deferred tax assets from 15 to the current 20% rate, creating this positive impact in net income of nearly 42 million reais. So the accounted net income reached 4.2 billion reais, and the adjusted net income 3.9 billion reais. On page 5, we have a brief overview of our performance. We break down the total revenues and we break down the earnings. So revenues with premiums written and contributions for pension plans and also collection in premium bonds amounted to 16 billion in the quarter, 1% higher year over year. And on the annual basis, in 2015, total revenues reached 60 billion reais, an increase of 11%, driven mostly by the performance seen at Brazil Press, as I've just mentioned. So as you may see on the upper right-hand side, pension plans business segment increased by nearly 3.9 percentage points, its share in total revenues as compared to the same period last year. So, as a result, our adjusted net income reached 1 billion reais in the quarter, 12% up year over year, while in the full year, the adjusted net income amounted to 3.9 billion with a growth of 22% and equivalent to a return on average equity of nearly 55%. On the earnings breakdown, we can see that here the stage 1 increased by 0.6 percentage points, its share in net income, mostly driven by strong operating results and improved the financial results, while BB Corretora lost a bit of share, mostly due to a less strong financial result, we can say, and lower growth in total revenues as compared to the previous year. On page 7, we start here. We are going to cover in more details the performance of each affiliate. So in the life segment, life and rural here, retained premiums dropped by 9% year over year, mostly due to a weaker performance for the credit life and mortgage life. And when on the annual basis, retained premiums grew by 1%. The main highlight here for this company will be the life product sold in the bank insurance channel, which grew by 7%, and also the rural, and on a combined basis, all the three lines under the rural segment, they grew 18%, and it's worth noting here that these lines offset partially the drop in the lines depend more on credit origination, like credit life and mortgage life. And also we saw a weaker performance due to a more challenging scenario for the life insurance product distributed to the independent broker channel. On the other hand, we had a strong performance both operational and the financial side. So here, we have the net income growing nearly 26%, and on a quarterly basis, on a year-over-year comparison, it grew by 9%, and the return on average equity reached 47%. On the operating side here, in the regarding the operational performance of this operation, the loss ratio dropped from 28.9 to 28.7% in the fourth Q 2016. This was a result of the lower loss ratio in the life segment, including the credit life product. And when we look at the performance here, it's worth noting the better mix of sales with an increased performance, increased participation, of the bank insurance channel in the total premiums distributed in the life segment. So as the life insurance distributed in the bank insurance channel has a much lower loss ratio, we can see that the combined loss ratio for 2015 and also on a year-over-year comparison for the quarter decreased as compared to 2014. The commission ratio increased a little bit, and it was also a result of this increased participation of the life insurance distributed in the bank insurance channel that charges on average a higher commission ratio. So this is a good thing for the overall performance of the company, as this commission is paid to our own broker, BB Corretora. On the lower left-hand side, we can see an increased G&A ratio, and this was mostly related to increased expenses due to the movement that we have been implemented in both companies, as a and as they should. They are moving to a new headquarters. We are going to centralize all the operations in a single building from 2016 on. So this was one of the main explanations that we can give about the increase in the G&A ratio. And as a result, the combined ratio increased a little bit from 70% nearly in the 4Q14 to 72.7% in the 4Q15, but remaining almost stable on the annual comparison, so nearly 70%. The combined ratio for 2015. Moving to page 9, we have here our P&C business. So retained premiums dropped 4% year over year. In 2015, retained premiums grew 0.4%. And this year we have been seeing a more challenging scenario in this segment, mainly for auto, which accounts for nearly two-thirds of total retained premiums in the company. And the spotlight is on financial results, which grew by 77% year over year and helped the improvement in the net income that grew 52% as compared to 2014, and a return on average equity of nearly 13%. The same dynamics applied to the quarter, but on a year over year comparison. So this was mostly boosted by the improved performance of the financial results. On the operating side, on page 10, the combined ratio worsened by 0.8 percentage point in 2015, mostly due to a higher G&A ratio with an increase in the other operating income and expenses, and this was a result of the movement that we had to build additional provisions for loan losses in the 4Q15. And this is mostly related of the increased participation of the large risk segment that demands a large amount of premiums to be ceded to reinsurance. So these provisions, they are mostly related to credits that we have with reinsured operations. So this was the main driver for the increasing in the combined ratio in the P&C segment. On page 11, we have the performance in pension plans. We can see that in the quarter, contributions increased by 5% year over year. In 2015, total contributions grew 19%, with 10 bps lower redemption ratio. In net inflows, as you can see, Brasilprev keeps doing very well, presenting a growth of 11% and accounting for nearly 50% of the total industry's net inflows. And as a result, here on the upper right-hand side, total assets under management reached 148 billion reais, a growth of 32% over the last 12 months. The management fee grew by 26% this year, a little bit below the growth of assets under management, and this was a result of the 7 bps drop in the average management fee that we charge on managing these resources. And this was driven by a higher concentration of plans with a lower fee target, mainly for high net worth clients that have been the focus of the new funds that we have been raising over the last quarter. So as when we look at the overall performance, the net income grew by 18% in 2015, equivalent to a return on average equity of 39%, and the lower return as compared to the one achieved in 2014 here is mainly explained by the increased earnings retention to also to prepare the company for the new capital requirements that will be enforced in 2016 and 2017 regarding the market risk regulation. So this was the main explanation for the drop in return on equity as the net income itself grew by 18%. On page 12, we have the performance in our premium bond segment. So collections dropped by 8% year-over-year and 3% on an annual basis as compared to 2014. But on the other hand here, premium bonds reserve rose 5% along with the growth in the net interest margin led to this increase in net income of 11% year-over-year and 17% on annual basis. So these increased retention in terms of reserves and in addition to the improved net interest margin helped a lot the company to grow its net income throughout 2015. And on the distribution side, on page 13, BBQ Toda, brokerage revenues grew by 2% in the quarter on a year-over-year comparison and 11% on an annual basis. In both cases here, SH1 and the Brazil Prev were the main drivers. As you can see on the right-hand side, both of them increased their shares in revenues breakdown. The net margin rose 3 percentage points this year. And here, every time it's worth noting that we have a higher deferrals being accrued to earnings without any expense associated to them. This is helping the net margin to increase, in addition to the higher selling rate that we have experienced in 2015 and a less expensive product mix. And as a result of this increase in revenues and increasing in net margin, so the net income grew 7% year-over-year and 17% on an annual basis. On page 14, we have the accountability of the guidance. So the first item here, the adjusted net income, we had a range from 3.6 and 3.9. We ended the year at the top of the range with 3.9 billion reais in net income. For premiums written at BB Mafra SH1 Life and Rural, we had a range from 5 to 8%. We missed this guidance. We reached 2.3%, and this was mostly due to a more challenging scenario for product linked to credit, mortgage life and credit life mainly, as well as a lower than expected performance in the life insurance sold in the independent broker channel. And finally, the third one, that it's a growth in reserves in PMV GBL at Brazil Prev, a range from 27% to 36%. We reached almost 35% at the high end of the guidance. And for 2016, on next page, we have the guidance for earnings growth, so from 8% to 12%. This is really translating what management expects, that to maximize earnings to shareholders. So even in this more challenging scenario that we are experiencing right now, we do believe that we can grow net income at a range from 8 to 12% in 2016. So this finishes our presentation here. I'd like to thank you all again. And we can move to the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 9 on your touch-tone phone now. To withdraw the question, press star 9 again. Please hold on while we collect the questions. Our first question comes from Thiago Batista with Itaú BBA.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one is about the guidance, the earnings guidance. I think was a little surprised, at least surprised to us, how narrow was your earnings guidance this year, considering all the macro volatility. So the difference from the tops to the bottom of the range now is 4% versus 8% in the 15 guidance. Could you comment to us your main assumptions for this guidance and how comfortable, probably you are comfortable, but how comfortable you are with this very narrow bottom line guidance? And the second point about the pension business, we saw some contraction in the management fee during the last quarters. Could you comment about your expectations in terms of management fees going forward? And if you could also comment about the type of clients that you will focus on in 16 in the pension business.
Hi, Thiago. If I was speaking, thank you for the question. So regarding the first one about kind of that is the range is more narrow as compared to the one that we provided in 2015, the main reason was we have two points that we would like to highlight here. First of all, we improved all the project process together with all the companies, so we have a much more accurate view on the in terms of forecasting the results going forward. So this is also one of the main factors that helped us to narrow the range. The second one is, as we are planning to decrease, so last year the top of the range was nearly equivalent to a growth of 22% in net income, and the bottom was nearly 12 to 13% growth, the bottom of the range. So as we are decreasing now to a growth of 8 to 12, the dispersion around the mean is pretty much the same. It's a little bit less, but not that much as it seems on the first view. So these both factors contributed to this range that is more narrow as compared to the previous one. And on the pension business, regarding the drop that we have been seeing in management fees, we do not see any major change in this trend. Probably it will continue to go down, but at a slower pace. And this is mostly related to the focus that we have been implementing that is our, and even now in the scenario that we are nowadays, to keep focusing on the high net worth individuals, in both of them, Banco do Brasil clients. That it's normal in the market. These clients, they pay a lower management fee to the higher volumes investors that they have. So we do not see any change in this drop in the average management fee in the short term, at least.
Okay, just one follow up on the first question, Rafa. How much what is your Selic rate that you are using in your forecast? Is similar to the consensus, or how is your Selic rate?
It's pretty close to the consensus that we have nowadays, according to the last report published by the Brazilian Central Bank, the Focus report.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rafael. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press *9. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press *9. This concludes today's question and answer session. I'd like to invite Mr. Rafael Sperendio to proceed with his closing statements. Please, Mr. Sperendio, go ahead.
So I would like to thank you all again for participating in our conference call. We remain available for any further questions that we may have. So thank you. Have a good day.
With this, we conclude BB Seguridad's conference call for today. As a reminder, the material used in this conference call is available on BB Seguridad's investor relations website. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day. You may now disconnect.